Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
He was actively trying to breed a new generation that would be 100% spiritually sound.
In theory, at least, the idea was that if you breed carefully, you will sort of advance God's plan towards humans who can live forever.
It starts with a 14-year-old girl with $300 in her purse. She's a freshman at Royal Palm Beach High School. She's only been a student there a few months when a girl she knows named Haley tells her about a way to make some quick cash.
For most young children, Halloween is spooky costumes and trick-or-treating. But for 9-year-old Ryan Rosdells of Washington State, he was killed by his mother October 31st in 2017.
Find your next favorite podcast today with samples from Nice Try, The Mysterious Mr. Epstein, and Nature Versus Narcissism. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. In a perfect world, we'd all live in a utopia. The problem is, most utopian societies don't end up being all that utopian. Achieving a perfectly harmonious society is a tall task, and those trying and failing to attain it have left behind some interesting stories, if nothing else. And you can hear some of those stories on this week's first podcast called Nice Try. Join host Avery Truffleman as she re-examines some of history's most fascinating attempts to build more perfect communities. It's an experiment that goes back hundreds of years, with each iteration claiming to have its own answers to the problems faced by utopias past. The one thing they have all in common, they've all failed. And despite this, the perpetual search for the perfect place shines light on how we've lived, how we live today, and how we imagine the future. Because when you're searching for something that probably doesn't exist at all you can hope for is a nice try. Here's a sample from the episode of Nice Try covering the origins of the Oneida community. It's a perfectionist religious community founded in the mid-1800s in New York. Avery dives into the community's founding, its unfortunate cult history, and its incorporation as one of the largest silverware manufacturers in the world, even to this day.
And one of their most unpopular spiritual ends was a dark side of Noyes' birth control advocacy. Essentially, Noyes started a eugenics program in 1869, where he selected rotating pairings of his most spiritual followers from his flock and decided when they should have children. Despite all their cooperative ideals, this program was a reminder that Noyes is very much in control and that his decisions dictate the fate of the whole community. He was actively trying to breed a new generation that would be 100% spiritually sound.
In theory, at least, the idea was that if you breed carefully, you will sort of advance God's plan towards humans who can live forever.
Ellen writes that in total, 62 children are born during this eugenics program. 10 were fathered by Noyes. A new wing is added to the mansion to house them all. And of course, this makes waves in the town. So in a sort of PR campaign to prove that Oneida is a thriving, harmless business, the community hosted outsiders in the mansion for performances and for receptions of strawberries and cream on their immaculately maintained lawn. But they didn't realize that the biggest threat was coming from inside the house.
So the generation of Noyes' children, They began to sort of have more contact with the outside world, again, in keeping with their idea that they were sort of living in the world but not of it.
That spiritually sound generation had a hard time growing up in the community because sticky love was also supposed to be avoided between parents and children. Mothers were instructed to be coolly detached from their children and not to show them preferential treatment. And worst of all, Noyes became insistent that he would be the one to sexually initiate the young women of the group. More and more, this next generation felt like outsiders.
Well, what didn't work is what always seems to happen. The leader cannot give up the leadership and does not prepare a new generation.
Noyes was losing control of his flock. And when he hears there's a warrant out for his arrest for statutory rape, he flees to Canada. And then Oneida disbands. Kind of. Well, it turns into something else. It goes corporate.
That was Nice Try from the Vox Media Podcast Network. You can check out more stories of utopias gone dystopian with Nice Try, available on WVXU's Podcast Central. For as much influence as he had over the powerful people of the world, from CEOs to directors to politicians and more, very little is known about the life of Jeffrey Epstein. The details that are known reveal a tangled web of secrets, lies, and unpunished financial and sexual crimes. And when Epstein died under suspicious circumstances while in police custody this summer, the number of questions surrounding his work and his connections only multiplied. This week's new edition of the Podcast Central Library tackles some of these questions, though many of them may never be answered. On The Mysterious Mr. Epstein, host Lindsey Graham will give you the story, or at least we know of it, from his early days on Wall Street until the very end. In a tale that's as confusing as it is disturbing, The Mysterious Mr. Epstein may leave you with more questions than when you started. Here's a sample for you from the first episode of The Mysterious Mr. Epstein titled A Free Man. The episode explores the background of the Epstein case and his messy and corrupt history with both the U.S. legal system and the world's elite class. In this clip, you'll learn the story of Name, just one of the many victims that had fallen victim to the sexual abuse and exploitation of Epstein and his wealthy circle of friends over the last few decades. Now, this podcast contains descriptions of sexual violence, so audience discretion is advised.
It starts with a 14-year-old girl with $300 in her purse. She's a freshman at Royal Palm Beach High School. She's only been a student there a few months when a girl she knows named Haley tells her about a way to make some quick cash. Haley Robson's a little older, the cousin of an ex-boyfriend, and she works as a waitress at a local Olive Garden. One Sunday in February 2005, they get into Haley's pickup truck. They drive down Okeechobee Boulevard, which is lined with fast food restaurants, strip malls, and liquor stores, and cross the bridge onto the island of Palm Beach. Royal Palm High School is in West Palm Beach. The island of Palm Beach, on the other hand, is one of the wealthiest zip codes in the United States. It's a narrow strip of land sandwiched between the Atlantic Ocean and Lake Worth, famous for its multimillionaires and mansions, private clubs like Mar-a-Lago, and the golf courses that line its shores. As Haley and the girl cross the bridge from one world to the other, Haley tells her about the guy she works for. His name is Jeff. Then she adds, "If Jeff asks your age, tell him you're 18. They drive down a dead-end street and park in front of a two-story pink house. Then they walk down the driveway, past a guardhouse, and through the kitchen door. Once inside, the girl is offered a drink and introduced to a woman with blonde hair. And that's when the girl loses track of Haley. She's led upstairs into a bedroom, which has a massage table. The girl will later describe the man who walks in as mid-40s with a long face, bushy eyebrows, and silver hair. "Take off your clothes," he tells her sternly, and he asks the girl to give him a massage. She's not sure how to react, except to do what the man says. When she tries to keep some of her clothes on, the man tells her to take off everything. At the end, the silver-haired man hands her $300 and sends her back downstairs where Haley is waiting. After they've left, the girl tells Haley that the man asked her to give him a massage. "I know," Haley replies flatly. They go shopping together, then drive back home.
That was The Mysterious Mr. Epstein from Wondery. Learn more about the monster at the center of one of the world's largest sex trafficking rings on The Mysterious Mr. Epstein, now available on WVXU's Podcast Central. On to our local podcast spotlight. In the world of podcasting, one genre reigns supreme. true crime. From Serial to S-Town to Criminal, true crime boasts more chart-topping podcasts than any other genre. And on this week's feature local Cincinnati podcast, Nature versus Narcissism, host Heather Wright plays tribute to some of the history's most fascinating true crime stories with in-depth conversations about the crimes and the narcissists who commit them. Each episode, Heather and her guests discuss the psychology that motivates these criminals and the conditions that may have created them. More of a fun conversation between friends than a true professional diagnosis, Nature versus Narcissism offers an endlessly entertaining dialogue of cultural phenomena that's captured the imaginations of podcast listeners everywhere. Here's a sample for you from the episode of Nature versus Narcissism that's part of the recent Hallow series, which focuses on crimes committed on Halloweens from years gone by. The episode examines the tragic murder that took place on Halloween in 2017 and the familiar conditions that led up to it.
For most young children, Halloween is spooky costumes and trick-or-treating, but for 9-year-old Ryan Rosdells of Washington State, he was killed by his mother October 31st in 2017. His mother, Amber Lynn James, 47, was charged with first-degree murder for the death of her son, Ryan. At the time, she told investigators she was trying to save and protect her son from individuals she thought were following the two of them, intending them harm. However, James was obsessed with conspiracy videos. As everyone knows, you get caught up in at like 1 a.m. on YouTube. It's fine. But she took it a step further because she had contacted the police previously to report that she was being followed by people in cars and automobiles. On October 31st, they were staying with Ryan's father, James Rosdells, who later reported to police that he had been taking a shower when he smelled natural gas. And if you don't know what natural gas smells like, probably figure that out because it's a handy skill to know. Because otherwise, bad things happen. Like this. In the kitchen, he found that the burners on the gas stove had all been turned on, but the pilot light was out. Rosdells confronted James, who then denied tampering with the stove. You know, everyone has, it's occasionally the pilot light goes out, but all four of them out? That's hinky.
From our local Cincinnati creators, Nature versus Narcissism. Get more out of history's most gripping true crime stories on Nature versus Narcissism. Available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. To the charts we go to see the most popular podcasts on the Apple Podcast charts via iTunescharts.net. Two new podcasts have emerged from the fall as notable number ones. The first is What a Day. Crooked Media, the company behind the political podcast hit Pod Save America, is expanding into the daily news format, focusing on one big political story a day with a mix of pop culture, business, economic, and international news added in. The other top new podcast is called Bad Batch. It's from the same host and reporter who produced Dr. Death. Bad Batch tells the tale of patients being offered a miracle cure, but instead they end up rushed to the hospital in critical condition. The race is on to track down what went wrong before more people get hurt. The trail leads to a stem cell company with a charismatic CEO and to an entire multi-billion dollar industry where greed and desperation collide. It's from Wondery, and it's now number one. Bad Batch. To learn more about What a Day and Bad Batch and the others we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more information about podcasts we like, check out Podcast Central at wvxu.org. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org or call us at 513-294-8030, and we'll add your voice to ours. For now, I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.